This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth. Retirement planning is more than just saving money. It's creating the life you've always dreamed of with financial freedom. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning. Build a strong financial portfolio so you'll enjoy retirement and leave your family a strong financial legacy. Secure your financial freedom. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Big breaking news today in Pennsylvania. The state Supreme Court says again, no. No to Bob Casey. No to the lesser Casey. No to the Democrats. You cannot count improper ballots. No. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. That ruling, of course, coming out earlier. And we have the chairman of the RNC, Michael Whatley, on. We'll talk more about that because I still have questions as to where Governor Josh Shapiro is during all this. Trump says he will use the military to conduct deportations. So you know the left's going to freak out over this, no doubt about that. But he said he's going to use the military to secure the border, and he's going to use the military to deport criminals and deport bad guys, bad people. Yes. So wait for the left to lose their friggin' minds on this. I think it's going to be one of those points where Democrats are going to have to really decide. Do they want to be on the side of the illegal immigrants who are flooding the cities in this country, costing taxpayers a boatload of cash, committing crimes like Lakin Riley, the poor girl who was murdered? Or do they want to be on the side of common sense and solving this crisis once and for all? I mean, that's what they're going to have to figure out. Because just like the trans issue, the overwhelming majority of the people are on the side of common sense, without question. And Democrats are already coming out opposed to Trump's deportation plan, even though an overwhelming majority of Americans support it. Trump won with a mandate. And yet you got blue state governors and you got blue state Democrats are still standing up for these illegal immigrants. I mean, it makes no sense other than the fact that they still have not learned any of the lessons of this election. People do not want the crime. They do not want the lawlessness. They just don't want it, period. Here's a bombshell. This is the roommate of Jose Ibarra. So he's the man charged with Lakin Riley's murder, who testified that they both received a taxpayer-funded flight to Georgia. This is just, you shake your head and you go, how does this happen in the United States of America? We're talking about criminals here. We're talking about illegal immigrant criminals. Remember, the whole thing about sanctuary cities is that these cities are refusing to turn over people who are in their jails, in the system, refusing to turn those people over to ICE to be deported. They're protecting criminals. That's what sanctuary cities do. And they are on the wrong side of this in a big, big way. No doubt about it. Cut number three.
Someone else that you got to know that you live with while you were here in Athens.
Alguien más que llegaste a conocer, que vivió con ustedes aquí en Athens.
Giancarlo Hernández.
Giancarlo Hernández.
And how did you get to Athens?
¿Y cómo llegaron a Athens?
Por en Nueva York pedimos en Manhattan.
In New York, we asked in Manhattan.
En el Hotel Roosevelt.
And Hotel Roosevelt.
Roosevelt.
Roosevelt. Roosevelt.
De Manhattan, pedimos un vuelo humanitario aquí hasta Atlanta.
In Manhattan, we requested for humanitarian flight to come here to Atlanta.
And when was that?
¿Y cuándo fue eso?
Palo, como el de 9 a 10 de septiembre.
Around the 9th, 10th of September.
And where did you go when you arrived in Athens?
¿Y cuando llegó a Athens, a dónde fue?
Al aeropuerto Aipor.
To the airport Aipor.
Breaking news. So there he goes. You heard of the taxpayer-funded flights. I mean, just outrageous. Breaking news. President Trump has nominated Sean Duffy to be his Secretary of Transportation. Former member of Congress, Fox News host. So wait for the left to freak out about that as well. I'm pleased to announce that former Congressman Sean Duffy from the great state of Wisconsin is nominated to serve as the Secretary of Transportation. Sean has been a tremendous and well-liked public servant, starting his career as a district attorney for Ashland, Wisconsin, and later elected to the U.S. House of Representatives to Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. During his time in Congress, Sean was a respected voice and communicator in the Republican Conference, advocating for fiscal responsibility, economic growth, and rural development. Admired across the aisle, Sean worked with Democrats to clear extensive legislative hurdles to build the largest road and bridge project in Minnesota history. As a member of the House Financial Services Committee, Sean played a key role in shaping and strengthening economic policies and ensuring transparency and accountability in government programs. Sean's leadership extended to championing the needs of families, farmers, and small businesses, especially in rural communities. He will prioritize excellence, competence, competitiveness, and beauty when rebuilding America's highways, tunnels, bridges, and airports. He will ensure our ports and dams serve our economy without compromising our national security. And he will make our skies safe again by eliminating DEI for pilots and air traffic controllers. Boom! The husband of a wonderful woman, Rachel Campos Duffy, a star on Fox News, and the father of 9 incredible children, Sean knows how important it is for families to be able to travel safely and with peace of mind. 9 kids. Sean will use his experience and the relationship he has built over many years in Congress to maintain and rebuild our nation's infrastructure and fulfill our mission of ushering in the golden age of travel, focusing on safety, efficiency, and innovation. Importantly, he will greatly elevate the travel experience for all Americans. There you go. I had a hunch we'd get another, at least another cabinet member appointed during the show today. So there you go. Ed is in Delran with a poem for us. Hello, Ed. How are you tonight?
You know it. Rich Cioli and Matt DeSantis, when they give you breaking news, don't snooze, don't drink too much booze, or you'll definitely lose if you don't pay attention to their breaking news.
Bravo, Ed. Well done. That might be your best one yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, you know what? When I'm on hold, I got lots of time to practice.
Yes. Yeah. So that's what you were doing. You're practicing and getting, because I mean, you delivered it flawlessly. Flawlessly.
Yes. That was my intention. Now, let's talk about this creep, Bob Casey, who's costing the taxpayers over $1 million. I think he's an election denier. And then I watched on Fox News how these people are saying, let's break the law.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine
that's what they want to do. They don't care about
their
name.
I know. If you know what? Imagine if they had an R next to their name called Republican, they'd be handcuffed and shackled and dragged away by now.
Yes. Yes, they would.
Am I right? There's a big double standard over there.
You got it, buddy. And keep it up. Your poems are getting better and better, I'm telling you.
Practice makes perfect, my friend.
That's it, Ed. All right, pal. Thank you very much. 855-839-1210. He's good. It's good. And that's the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. 2 locations serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see him. So the picture of Donald Trump on Trump Force One with McDonald's, and we joked about this with David Urban earlier. So Bobby Kennedy, I think it's a lot of the reason why suburban moms and dads wound up backing Trump, because they want healthier foods for their kids. They like the idea that somebody's going to challenge the conventional wisdom of our unhealthy food supply and the intersection with big pharma. And we all went through COVID and we saw how wrong the experts were, but how the experts kept doubling down and silencing anybody who had another idea, whether it was about ivermectin or vitamin D or just the fact that masks didn't work. You were shunned, you were silenced, you were mocked, you were humiliated. It was a disgrace. And Bobby Kennedy represents a challenge. He's a disruptor to all of that. And it's going to be a big deal. So, of course, they're terrified of him. And so, of course, they're saying he's going to wind up killing people. From MSNBC with Jonathan Capehart, former Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius, warning that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. holding that position in the Trump administration could be a matter of life and death. Yes. Cut number 8.
Your thoughts on RFK Jr.'s nomination, and how dangerous would he be as Secretary of Health and Human Services?
Well, I just listened to Congressman Ivey, and I think that we're talking about magnitudes of danger beyond erroneously making legal decisions. This is life or death. The HHS affects people from birth to their grave and is intimately connected with every state in the country. So this could be very dangerous. I think it's totally disqualifying for anyone who seeks to lead the major health agency in this country and one of the leaders in the world to just unequivocally say there is no safe and effective vaccine. That in and of itself, from the bully pulpit of HHS, could end up killing people, could end up harming children. My grandson is too young to get a lot of vaccinations yet, and having him exposed to unvaccinated people with polio and measles is a terrifying thought, having eradicated those diseases as a major health initiative. Jonathan, I think this is absolutely terrifying, and people should understand how serious it is.
Let's understand that Robert Redfeld, who is the former director of CDC, has given a vote of confidence to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the head of HHS. Now, he was on with News Nation over the weekend, and he asked Redfeld whether there should be concerns about Kennedy. And he said, "No, Brian, I don't think that. I mean, I'm probably one of the biggest advocates for vaccines. You mentioned that when I was CDC director, I would say that I think vaccines are the greatest gift of science to modern medicine, and I still believe that." Kennedy is not anti-vaccine. What Kennedy is about is transparency about vaccines, honest discussion about vaccines, asking for the data to show that these vaccines are safe and they're effective. He served as a CDC director from 2018 to 2021. Since at least 2005, Kennedy has been one of the most well-known vaccine skeptics and opponents, TheHill.com says, pushing the claim that vaccines are linked to autism despite a lack of scientific data to corroborate those claims. That is not true. But he did obviously come to prominence when he said that the COVID-19 vaccine was the deadliest vaccine ever made. And he used data from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which was established in 1980 and is run by both the CDC and the FDA. The system allows anybody to report any effects observed following vaccines, but these reports are not verified before being entered onto the VAERS. But you know what it is? Truly, what it comes down to is, again, a guy who's a disruptor, a guy who's going to challenge conventional wisdom, a guy who's not afraid to ask questions. Like questions like, I mean, and this is where you get into hippie moms, you know, should you be a slow vaxxer for all your kids? Do the kids need all the vaccines? I mean, those are questions. There's nothing wrong. Science should ask questions. Science should ask those questions, and they should continuously push those things. All right? That's how it goes. That's the way it goes and the way it should be. Bill Maher was surprised to hear that his guest, the lesser Cuomo, Chris Cuomo, wrote on his brother rather than voting for President-elect Donald Trump or Vice President Harris in the presidential election. This is why I still call him the lesser. It's for crap like this. Cut 14.
For who I voted for president, but
who?
My brother. But the choices were. And then I spelled his name wrong, so I don't think it counts. But The choices to me were unacceptable for this country. And again, you're sitting there.
Really? You couldn't vote for Kamala Harris? That was
A lot of people couldn't.
I could have done a lot of things. But my feeling is we deserve better than this. The process that the Democrats put us through was an embarrassment to Democrats. And I grew up in a Democratic family with one of the greatest they have. They still talk about him at the convention, my father, Mario Cuomo. I'm just saying, we have so much talent in this country. We were just talking.
The lesser Cuomo still couldn't pull the trigger for Donald Trump at the end of the day. So don't believe his BS when he goes on there and says things. He's fighting to keep his job at this point. I'm sorry, but the guy is, and that's the bottom line. All right? That's it. And he's a hack. I'm sorry. He was a hack. He still is a hack. But this is what I also wanted to share with you as well. This is another great clip here. Well, not a great clip, but... So we've talked about getting DEI out of the military. Right? This is one of the things that Pete Hegseth is going to do a great job of. He's going to get the woke nonsense out of the military. This is a Democrat named Alyssa Slotkin, who is U.S. Senator-elect, barely won in Michigan, only won because she distanced herself from Kamala Harris. Bottom line, that's what she did. She distanced herself from Kamala Harris and had to do so to win, and she eked out a win, and it was amazing. But nevertheless, she doesn't want to remove the DEI woke crap from the military. No, that's politicizing things, you see. This is how the Democrats think, and they're wrong on this issue again. Wrong. Cut 15.
Seth has also said that any general that was involved in any of the DEI woke crap has got to go. Do you expect Donald Trump to fire top generals who he considers woke? Or those close to former chairman Mark Milley?
I mean, I don't think you have to interpret. Yeah, I don't think you have to interpret anything. I think they've been very clear that they're putting together some sort of panel that's going to look at generals, people who have served their nation their entire lives over multiple administrations, Democrat and Republican, in combat. They are now openly talking about dismissing them like some sort of kangaroo court. You can imagine the stress in the Pentagon about that, but also on the future of who we are as a military, right? Our military and the role of the military is in the Constitution for a reason, and I think we're really at risk of politicizing the military in a way that we can't put the genie back in the bottle.
You know, the woke DEI crap, it's got to go. And the thing about it is that, again, this is where Trump's going to push these Democrats to wind up having to defend woke nonsense. And yeah, she was getting hammered while campaigning as a progressive, ran to the center, embraced elements of Trump's platform, distanced herself from Kamala Harris. And guess what? She gets in there and she goes woke again as soon as she gets right in there. She ekes out a win and goes woke one more time. Stop. Stop, 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 stop. And then there's this idiot, Adam Schiff, who he said that Trump's whole point is to nominate unqualified people to prove Congress won't stand up to him. You know, the thing about, I'm not going to play it, but I'm just going to say this. The people that the president appoints are supposed to work for him and the American people to help the president get the things done that the people elected him to do. That's the point. You're not nominating people to stand up to you. You're nominating people to help you do the job of being president. And if you don't want to do that job, if you don't want to help the president be an effective president, you shouldn't be there. I know that that's ridiculous for Shifty Shift to get through his dumb mind, but that's the whole point of a cabinet. The cabinet exists to help the president do his job, to help govern, and Trump has a mandate to govern. You're not sitting there putting in people who are supposed to be roadblocks to you. That's what we've had all this time. It's called the deep state. All right, a lot more to come as we continue our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We're just getting warmed up. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth. Retirement planning is more than just saving money. It's creating the life you've always dreamed of with financial freedom. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning. Build a strong financial portfolio so you'll enjoy retirement and leave your family a strong financial legacy. Secure your financial freedom. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests.
Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode. So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
President Trump says no, he's not going to use the government for his personal retribution. That's not what this is about. He says the media is vital to making America great again and vows to work with a free, fair, and open press. That's right. And, you know, we're all wondering how Joe and Mika were able to escape journalist internment camp this morning when they went to Mar-a-Lago over the weekend to kiss Trump's ass. And they did kiss his ass, and good, they should. That's the best part about all this. Yes, and the memes of Kamala Harris serving McDonald's to Donald Trump and RFK and Donald Trump Jr. at Elon on Trump Force One, hysterical. Absolutely hysterical. I think it's great. I love it. It makes me very, very happy. Welcome back to the show. It is our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210, WPHD, 855-839-1210. I don't know if Kennedy actually had any of the McDonald's. I mean, Trump loves his McDonald's. And nobody's taken away his McDonald's. Certainly not Bobby Kennedy. No one has taken it away. I'm trying to think. I haven't had McDonald's in a while. I'm always craving it, though. I just haven't had it in a while. I've been trying to, you know, be fit. And more TV opportunities mean closer examination of my love handles. They say the camera adds 20 pounds. So, yeah. You know. But I know Trump loves his McDonald's, and that picture is great. And I thought Donald Trump Jr.'s caption when he said, making America healthy again starts tomorrow. I thought that was very, very funny. But in an exclusive interview with Fox News Digital, President Trump said, I'm not looking for retribution, grandstanding, or to destroy people who treated me very unfairly. He said on Monday that in order to make America great again, it is vital to have a free, fair, and open media, telling Fox News Digital that he feels he has an obligation to the American people to work with the press, even those who had treated him badly beyond comprehension, like those idiots Joe and Mika, those shameless, soulless hacks. And they really are shameless, soulless hacks. He discussed his relationship with the media and how he plans to interact with the press in his second term. In order to make America great again, it is very important, if not vital, to have a free, fair, and open media or press. He met with the MSNBC host of Morning Joe on Friday in Palm Beach, his first meeting with the two in 7 years. I received a call from Joe Scarborough requesting a meeting for him and Mika, and I agreed that it would be a good thing if such a meeting took place, Trump said. We met at Mar-a-Lago on Friday morning at 8 o'clock. He said the meeting was extremely cordial. Many things were discussed, and I very much appreciated the fact that they wanted to have an open communication. In many ways, it's too bad that it wasn't done long ago. Trump added that they congratulated me on running a great and flawless campaign, one for the history books, which I really believe it was, but it was also a campaign where I worked long and hard, perhaps longer and harder than any presidential candidate in history. We talked about various cabinet members, both announced and to be announced. As expected, they liked some very much, but not at all. The meeting ended in a very positive manner, and we agreed to speak in the future. Just like Hitler. Just like Hitler. Trump then added that he ordered them assassinated on sight, and they're body doubles now, posing as Joe and Mika, who were on TV this morning, whining about how they had to go down there and grovel before Trump. No, I mean, really, the fact that they were able to, the great escape from journalist internment camp from Mar-a-Lago. Really amazing. I mean, heroic, if you ask me. Absolutely heroic. President-elect said he feels an obligation to the American public and to our country itself to be open and available to the press. If not treated fairly, however, that will end. The media is very important to the long-term success of the United States of America. Trump told Fox News Digital he will do whatever is necessary to bring our country to the highest level that it's ever seen. We're off to a good start, and I will be open and free as to further developments as they take place. And that includes media relationships. Trump acknowledged he obviously has the upper hand at this moment. And while many others are calling for meetings, I'm not looking for retribution, grandstanding, or to destroy people who treated me very unfairly or even badly beyond comprehension. I am always looking to give a second and even third chance, but never willing to give a fourth chance. That is where I hold the line. Trump, though, thanked the many reporters, journalists, shows, and new media sources, of which there are many who were truthful, honest, and professional over the years of both my presidency and candidacies. They were the ones that kept me in the game, and they were the ones that gave me a victory, likes of which our country has rarely seen before, Trump said. These people and organizations, I know he's speaking, of course, of me, obviously, and they know who they are, should be, and are very proud of themselves, and they have a right to be proud, and I have a right to say to them, congratulations. Meanwhile, Trump has tapped the majority of his key cabinet officials in just a week and a half since his massive election victory. It's great stuff. It really is. It's great stuff. And Joe and Mika are clowns. And, you know, people are asking me, do you think that their bosses at Comcast made them go down there and grovel? Probably. And I mean, they probably did so on their own, too, because they're very, very worried, of the effects of leaving, of being left aside during this historic administration. And they don't want to lose their jobs. They don't want to lose their jobs, you know, but it's great, though, too, like to listen to like people from The View slamming them over this. We played some of that earlier for you in the show, but I think it's absolutely wonderful. I really do. That they had to go down and grovel for their political survival. You know, it's glorious to me. It really is. It makes me very, very happy. It makes me happy to see that these idiots go down there. They're terrified of the ramifications of being on the outside now for 4 years of Trump's presidency. And that's what we're talking about, right? We're talking about people who are now in a self-preservation mode. A self-preservation mode. Here's John Fetterman with Jake Tapper.
Over every single thing Trump does, are you freaking out at all about any of these cabinet picks, I wonder?
Well, I mean, there's some that I would absolutely be excited to vote for, like my colleague from Florida or the representative from New York, of course. And then there's others that are just absolute trolls, just like Gates and those things. And that's why, you know, Democrats, you know, like Trump, that gets the kind of thing. I mean, he gets the kind of thing that he wanted, you know, like the freak out and all of those things. And he hasn't even been, it's still not even Thanksgiving yet. And if we're having meltdowns, you know, every tweet or every appointment or all those things, I mean, it's going to be 4 years. And just the last time I was on your network, I was warning about the jackpot. And I use that metaphor of the slot machine, the 777. And if Trump wins, then likely that's going to happen. He's going to get the House. You know, we're going to have the Senate and the presidency. And the real jackpot is the Supreme Court. And that's been very clear that that's a strong conservative slant. So they can run the table right now. And at least for the next 2 years, no, those are the things, if you really want to be concerned about that, that they have the absolute ability to run the table, at least for the next 2 years. And that's what I think we should all be concerned on, not small tweets or, you know, random kinds of appointments.
Elections have consequences, pal. And they gave Trump a mandate. It's funny now they're going back and they're saying, well, it's not like a mandate. You know what I mean? It's not a mandate. Listen, Democrats who want to stand in the way of having criminals deported, like the mayor of Boston, Michelle Wu, they're in for a big, rude awakening.
What will Boston's response be if these mass deportations take place?
Yeah, look, elections have consequences, mm-hmm. and the federal government is responsible for a certain set of actions, and cities, no individual city can reverse or override some parts of that. But what we can do is make sure that we are doing our part to protect our residents in every possible way, that we are not cooperating with those efforts that actually threaten the safety of everyone by causing widespread fear and having large-scale economic impact.
This is not going to be popular, I'm telling you right now, even in Boston, because we're talking about deporting criminals. Criminals. That's what we're talking about. Criminals. And if we don't get rid of the criminals on the streets, first of all, Republicans and Democrats both want these people to go. They want them to go. They don't want them here on the streets anymore. They just don't. Bottom line. And they're picking on my buddy Tulsi Gabbard again. I'm thrilled for Tulsi. But of course, they're saying she's a national security threat to America. This is Congressman Gregory Meeks, a real mental genius.
Let me ask you about some of the cabinet picks we're seeing from Donald Trump ahead of his administration taking office. For Director of National Intelligence, for example, Tulsi Gabbard, critics have said she has shown a pattern of siding with Russia and authoritarian regimes. What do you make of this?
That is actually a fact. She was on the committee, on the Foreign Affairs Committee, when she secretly went over to visit Assad.
That's a lot.
And she made a number of public statements about Russia. And I think that, you know, unfortunately, it does follow what Donald Trump has done and what Donald Trump has said. Because Donald Trump, remember, he said he trusted Russian intelligence above the United States intelligence.
Is anybody else bored of Russia? Like, just hearing the word Russia at this point. I mean, the Biden administration now is allowing Ukraine to use long-range nuclear missiles inside, or not nuclear, but long-range missiles inside Russia. I mean, what's happening with that? What's going on with all that? Can we talk about that? These people are so terrified that the fight may end, that there may actually be peace, that we may actually come to a decision in this country where there might actually be peace and we don't have constant wars. And that's what scares these people more than anything. I'm telling you, that's what scares them more than anything. More than anything. Because these are people who are, they have made so much money off of either the lobbyists of the war machine or the war machine themselves. And it's not that hard. It's not that hard to think about what this administration wants to do in terms of bringing world peace. And also, it's not that hard to think about what they want to do in terms of the border and securing the border. Tom Hoban earlier today on Fox News saying this.
A lot of people have wondered, how is this going to work? So how will it work?
Well, look, I think the president's been clear on the stage. As far as the deportation operation, we will prioritize public safety threats and national security threats because they're the biggest, they pose the biggest danger to the United States. He's got three rails. So we'll do the deportation operation with the priorities I just talked to you. Out of the gate. That'd be the priorities. Second thing is secure that border. Lock that border down and catch and release and secure the border. The third rail is we got over 300,000 missing children. Over half a million children have been trafficked into the United States. This administration released them to unvetted sponsors, and they can't find 300,000 of them. And based on my 3.5 decades, some of these children are in forced labor. We already found some in forced labor. Some are in forced sex trafficking. Some of them are pedophiles. We need to save these children. That's going to be the third rail.
But those
are good rails. Saving these children is a good rail, too. That's a great rail. That's something that should make everybody happy. Peace, a secure border, saving the kids. I mean, all these things would be wonderful, would they not? All these things would be absolutely wonderful. And I just think, in my opinion, this is part of why Trump won demandingly and decisively. And it's part of the reason why, no doubt about it, he's going to be an effective president. Because he's got one term to accomplish this stuff. And yeah, the left's going to scream and the left's going to melt down. That's the bottom line. Oh, you know something else that John Fetterman said, Fetterperson said? He also said that the attempted assassination of Donald Trump and Butler led to the overwhelming landslide for Trump. He said things that were really unique that happened, the assassination attempt, that was in Butler. That's 45 minutes from where we're sitting right now. And we want to talk about how that ultimately led to the landslide victory that Donald Trump achieved, including in Pennsylvania. I said the same thing. I mean, remember that day that it happened, and me and my friends were texting that day and saying, that's it, Trump just won in a landslide. And even Fetterman acknowledged it. I think Fetterman knew the whole time he was going to win.
He was just kind of dancing around it a little bit. But I mean, if you look back at all the things he said during the course of the campaign, talking about Trump's special bond with the people of Pennsylvania, talking about how people were coming up to him all the time and complaining about the border and how dangerous the border is. And over again, he was saying basically that he knew Trump was going to win. He was saying it. And that's because he's an astute guy. Look, I mean, for all of Fetterman's flaws, and there are a lot of them in terms of many of his policy positions, he's pretty in touch with the people of Pennsylvania. He's certainly way more in touch than Josh Shapiro is. I mean, where the hell is Shapiro right now anyway? In the middle of this recount, as the Democrats are trying to steal a Senate seat, I've been asking this all show. Where the hell is the governor of Pennsylvania? Where is he right now? All right, listen, privacy is everything in this day and age. That's why you need Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo. Privacy Pro is your one solution. It is a 3-in-1 solution to keep you secure on the internet day and night, 24/7, no matter where you are. And I use it all of the time, every day. I use it even today when I'm in the Zioli home studio or when I'm on the road going to New York or going to D.C. or I'm doing the show Wednesday at a Republican thing. And I want to be protected. Privacy Pro includes the VPN from DuckDuckGo. It also includes personal identity theft restoration, if God forbid your identity is ever stolen, and personal data removal, because there's a lot of stuff about you on the internet you don't want there to be on the internet about you. Trust me on this. All right. You get all that for $10 a month. $10 a month. Are you kidding me? No, I'm not kidding you. That's exactly what I'm saying. $10 a month for the kind of privacy and peace of mind that you should expect in this day and age and that you need in this day and age. And you get a 7-day trial by going to duckduckgo.com/1210. I use it on my iPhone. I use it on my MacBook. I use it wherever I am because I don't want to be out there without. Look, if you're online without a VPN, it's like walking outside naked. I mean, you have no protection whatsoever. Or it's like being in an armed neighborhood without it, without a Glock. You know what I mean? Without some sort of protection. You got to have the protection in this day and age. You need it. It's essential because there's a lot of bad actors out there, hackers and scammers, and personal privacy protection from DuckDuckGo, Privacy Pro. That is your armor as you go out into the wild, wild west of the internet today. So get it by going to duckduckgo.com/1210, duckduckgo.com/1210.
The Rich Zioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spirit Airlines is going bankrupt. I'm shocked by that. Shocked. Well, they tried to merge, but again, America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, wouldn't let them merge. You know, she fought that. But it's the first for a major U.S. airline in 10-plus years, and it's going to mean less choices for customers, and probably higher prices. It's not a good thing, that's for sure. But, you know, these Democrats, they have fought against it. They hate when any company thinks they might get bigger. They just fight against it, and the company goes, well, we can't survive, and then now we're going bankrupt, and, you know, they don't care. But the writing was on the wall. Welcome back, our fourth and final hour on 1210 WPHT. The cultural impact of Trump and his hero's welcome at the MMA fight and the GOAT of UFC doing the Trump dance, all these NFL players doing the Trump dance, the Trump dance. I mean, the fact that the guy has his own dance to YMCA— and then all these big athletes keep doing it. First of all, you see Trump sitting there with that smile on his face as the UFC fighter's doing the Trump dance right in front of him, hands him the belt, gets a hero's welcome at Madison Square Garden. The Tyson fight, which I was so wiped Friday night. I wound up watching the fight Saturday morning, and people were texting me Friday night going, who are you rooting for? Who are you betting on? But obviously we talked about that earlier in the show. It was a good fight. I mean, age comes for us all. That's all I kept thinking the entire time watching it. It was just, you know, age comes for us all. But, man, did it remind me of my days fighting Mike Tyson, fighting Iron Mike in Punch-Out, and how many times I was terrified of that as a kid, terrified of when the champ would come out. I did. It brought back the anxiety of childhood. But Trump going to these things and then getting a hero's welcome, it's a very important cultural moment for this country. First of all, it's hard to call a guy Hitler when he goes to these places and people are doing his dance and they're not being ordered to under penalty of death. You know, they're doing it because they really like the guy. You know, they think he's fun and they think he's funny and they just really love it. The other thing, too, which I want to emphasize as well, is that it's also hard to say that the guy is a fascist when Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are working really hard right now. really hard to cut the size of government. Fascism is strong, centralized federal government. That's what fascism is. And if we're cutting the size of the federal government, that's not fascism. That's not fascism. Okay, that is something else. And they can't get their hands around this, their heads around this, but that's the bottom line. Fullest extent of the law, the RNC is now seeking to go after potential criminal prosecutions against election officials who are openly violating state law. That just came out a short time ago. The chairman of the Republican National Committee, Michael Whatley, saying that they may pursue criminal prosecutions against the Bucks County Democrats, who said that they are going to just flout the law in Pennsylvania. Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Whatley said the party is exploring whether Bucks County commissioners can be criminally prosecuted after they openly admitted to illegally counting ballots in the Senate race between Casey and McCormick. Bucks County Commissioners Diane Ellis Marsiglia and Robert Harvey declared Thursday to allow undated and misdated ballots to be counted as Democratic Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey pushes for a recount in the race won. And where the hell is the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro? Where is Shapiro? Where is Shapiro? And that's when you heard that Democrat say she was going to openly violate the law by saying precedent by a court doesn't matter anymore in this country because people violate laws anytime that they want. Whatley told the Daily Caller that the party and its lawyers are exploring whether Ellis Marsiglia could be criminally prosecuted for her comments in the Thursday meeting. We are certainly exploring that right now, and we will pursue this to the fullest extent that we can. And again, just in case you missed what happened at the meeting, if you forgot what was said at that Bucks County Commissioners meeting last week, and they'll have another meeting coming up.
We reject all three categories of these ballots.
Your motion is to reject or dismiss the challenges in this category in front of you?
Correct. Yep.
Not going to second that, mostly because I think we all know that precedent by a court doesn't matter anymore in this country, and people violate laws anytime they want. So for me, if I violate this law, it's because I want a court to pay attention to it.
If I violate this law, I'm doing it knowingly, willingly. I'm breaking the law knowingly and willingly on purpose. Whatley said, we have been very clear that we are going to prosecute to the fullest extent of the law folks that are not following the law. They're trying to cheat in these elections. We're going to pursue every legal means that we can against these officials who are improperly saying that they're going to count these ballots. The commissioner's Thursday decision to count undated and misdated ballots comes despite a November 1st Pennsylvania Supreme Court decision that such ballots are invalid. Where is the governor? Where is Governor Josh Shapiro? Can anybody tell me where this man is? You have members of your party openly defying election law. You have them. They're trying to cheat and steal an election. Where the hell is the governor? I'm telling you, this is going to come back and haunt him when he tries to run for president in 28. It absolutely will. Shapiro is an election denier. He tries to be a law and order guy. He was the attorney general of Pennsylvania. Where is he? Where is he? And I'll tell you something else, too. You know, they are saying right now that this decision by these Democrats and what's happening in Pennsylvania, what they're doing. This is going, if somehow Casey pulls this out, in some way, I don't know. I'm just letting you know that this is the kind of thing that, and I don't think he will. I think McCormick is still going to wind up becoming successful in this. But it just shows you that the Democrats are the true election deniers, and all of their nonsense that they've been saying about Donald Trump, they've all been lies. Several other counties in Pennsylvania, including Center County, Philadelphia County, and Montgomery County, have also decided to allow undated or incorrectly dated ballots to be counted, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer. Isn't that something right now? What's happening? I mean, you cannot make this up. You cannot make this up. The fact that the margin is large enough that it will not be overturned does not take away from the fact that these are improper actions that are being taken by the Bob Casey campaign, by his attorneys, and by these officials. Damn right. And where is Governor Josh Shapiro? Where is he? Where is he right now? You know, I'll tell you, I am of the absolute mindset that Josh Shapiro, his hypocrisy is being absolutely 100% revealed for everybody to see right now at this moment. his hypocrisy as something that everybody is seeing right now and full front and center. And the question you got to ask yourself right now is, when is the governor going to say anything? Is the governor going to say anything? And where is he? Because his silence, as they say, is deafening. His silence is deafening. He's a law and order guy, claims to be a law and order guy, claims to be Mr. Election Integrity, claims to be the guy that went after and screamed about Donald Trump denying the election results. Absolutely insane that the governor is not saying something right now. Absolutely insane. And you've got all these other people who are coming out and saying over and over again the same thing, that this is a blatant attempt by the Democrats to violate the rule of law and undermine the electoral process. That's what Senator John Thune has said. Fetterman said that, this is what he said right now. This is what John Fetterman said to Jake Tapper. He said, it refers to 115 ballots and that's not going to have an impact on this race. No one's claiming there's any kind of cheating on our side. Then what are you doing right now? What are you doing right now, big guy, out of curiosity? Why don't you come out and say, if it's not going to make a difference, then end it, end the recount. But you're all in on the recount, too. Pennsylvania Democrats openly admit to counting illegal ballots in the McCormick-Casey race. Senator Tim Scott, the radical left, is blatantly disregarding the rule of law to interfere with a called election. The people of Pennsylvania chose Dave McCormick, PA. It's over. I call on Bob Casey and Governor Shapiro to end this. Damn right. Damn right. The extremes Pennsylvania Democrats are going to while Josh Shapiro remains silent should be alarming to anyone that cares about protecting democracy here in the United States of America. Democrat officials openly admitting to counting illegal ballots, and the governor of Pennsylvania has not said a friggin' word. It's amazing. And this recount is going to cost taxpayers over $1 million. $1 million. Unbelievable. All right. Thanks for being here for the show tonight. The Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla is up next. Stay tuned for that. Mark your calendar December 20th, our next time at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Until then, I want to tell you about my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding. They do great work for everybody, and I'm so grateful that Emmons has been there for my family this entire time. Listen, you can save 10% off in their inflation relief discount with Emmons Roofing and Siding. That's right. Emmons is the real deal. When it comes to your home, there's simply nobody better than Emmons. And they serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. So reach out to them today by going to emmonsroofing.com. For over 12 years, they've done great work for me and my family. And they replace my doors, my windows, siding, and the roof. And we have a lifetime warranty on that roof with the Owens Corning shingle. The best in the business by far. Nothing better. Winter is coming. You know winter's coming, right? So are you ready for winter? Because if you're not ready for winter, you better be ready for winter. Because winter is brutal on your home. And if you...
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Alsperity Private Wealth. Your retirement dreams can become reality if you have a plan. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning. We provide custom solutions to help you navigate through your finances today while helping you build a strong financial portfolio for tomorrow. Take control of your financial future. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.